But first she must know the science behind the show. She says, how do lesbians have sex? She asked me, how do lesbians have sex? She understood how two guys do, but how do lesbians have sex?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sapphic Swingers and the exciting conclusion of our swinger cruise. In this episode, we host our annual elevator party, had the pleasure of joining an orgy with our friends, where we attempted to get 42 orgasms in 24 hours, and don't worry, we had help. We also enjoyed unwrapping several sexy ladies for my birthday gifts, so we hope you enjoy, and thank you so much for joining us.
This year, we strategically planned it so that the elevator party overlapped with Tiff's birthday the next day. So I think the elevator party happened at like 11 p.m.
Well, we did the, they had a Bon Jovi cover band, which was fun. So we went to Studio B and fucking rocked that shit out.
Oh, living on a prayer.
Although, side note, he did get on an elevator and he was a total dick.
He was a douche.
We call him Faux Jovi. I was like, dude, you know you're not the real Bon Jovi, right? He was kind of a dick.
The dancing at Studio B, though, with the Bon Jovi band was kind of awesome.
Yeah, and it was great because, like, it finished around midnight, so I could start getting my birthday spanks. Because my goal, as always, if I'm on a swinger cruise, is to get, as many years as I am birthday spanks, which was not a problem.
That was super easy. That was the easiest one of the goals.
So our original elevator party started our first cruise. You and I just grabbed a chair.
And sat in the elevator.
And just brought it on. Just rode that shit. Because we did that at Women's Fest in Key West.
Gay Days in Orlando back in the day. Back when we were vanilla.
Ugh, boring.
And it was a fun way to meet people. And so we did that, and we invited all the sexy ladies to sit on our lap as they rode the elevator.
On the swinger cruise.
On the swinger cruise,
not on gay days. Because gay days, lesbians are... Lesbians are batshit crazy. But swinger cruise was awesome. So we're like, yeah, let's pull a chair in, ride up and down, it's fun.
Right, and that was the originals.
So this year, we're like, let's up the shit. Let's take it up a notch, okay? So we did a theme this year. We decided we go Hawaiian. So we bought the grass skirts, and the originators got the lays. And it was funny, because they're like, hey guys, we only have 75 lays. And I'm like, oh my god, that's way too many. Little did I know, that was way too little.
Oh my god, those went within 10 minutes.
They went so quick. So our friends brought the pineapple cups and the wine, and we got the we brought the music. We initially got on, and it was a little slow in the beginning. And I'm like, oh, let's just pick a floor. And then that ended pretty quick. It took like 10 minutes, and then we started just waiting. And as soon as the door opened, we're like, welcome to the elevator party! So we just rode that shit for like 3 hours. And there's one couple, they jumped on board, and they're like, we're not going anywhere.
And this was fetish night.
Yeah.
And he was so into it, he would open the elevator and grab people.
And most people were totally cool with it. There was one older dude that was not okay. And we're like, oh, sorry. And there's one couple that got on board, and they were totally fighting. And we're all just partying, and we have our music. We're like, Pineapple Princess, I call me Pineapple Princess.
Oh, honey, I looked at his face.
Oh, they were so fighting.
He was trying to have a conversation with her, and she was enjoying the party, and he was just focused, like laser focused on her.
Oh.
Yeah. That was drama that did not belong on our elevator.
No, don't bring that shit on my elevator.
And you could feel, like, it changed the energy. The moment they walked on the elevator, it changed the energy.
Oh, I didn't notice a thing.
Oh. I noticed it because I looked at him, and looked at, like, the anger.
I'm sure. I know, I'm
it
sure.
It kind of scared me a little.
Oh, I hope they're okay. It was fun because, like, a lot of people, they see other elevators going down and up, and they wait for our elevator so they can ride with
awesome.
Us.
Awesome.
Which is usually what happens, so it was fucking amazing.
We rode the elevator for a couple hours. We laid a lot of people. And that elevator literally was a sauna by the time we left it.
Oh, it was so hot. And we'd occasionally, when someone gets too overheated, we give them our cards. We say, go get us drinks and pizza.
We did get a pizza delivery.
Oh, yeah. We had drinks and pizza coming our way. So it was awesome. So it was like my birthday, and like we have some pictures. We'll probably be able to post some. We'll just cover up some faces for it, though. But it was great. It was another classic elevator party.
It was
phenomenal. I think it was our first themed one.
It was?
We had a lot. We actually discussed it a lot with everybody about which theme we're going to do. But I think Hawaiian worked well. So that was like an amazing kickoff to my birthday because I usually absolutely hate my birthday. Like, I don't want anything to happen for it. I don't want parties. But on the cruises, it's kind of different. I don't mind so much being getting some attention because it gets us like some girlies.
It's a good excuse. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Right? It's like a really good excuse to like, it's a great opening for talking to people. Oh my God. Our number one fans in Canada are probably the world. I don't know. Ghana is pretty up there on the list. But I think our number one fans in the world, they surprised us the day of my birthday with a bottle of champagne and a champagne carrier, which they probably don't know, but orange, like it's my new favorite color. It's also the new black. It's also my new favorite.
And it's good freaking champagne.
Yeah. If we're taking it on the boat, fans. Love you guys.
Move Clico.
Oh, that's amazing. DF, love you guys.
I don't know if I pronounce it right, but it's good champagne.
Oh my God. I was just blown away. Like, seriously, I haven't even got a card from my parents, but like, our number one fans and like our friends like signed cards for us. Like, that means so much to me. Like, even a card is like amazing, but like, to get us this beautiful bottle of champagne. Ah, you guys are killing me. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Like, that just blew me away.
That was amazing. It was amazing and so ridiculously sweet.
Oh my God.
And we look forward to seeing them next November.
19 and 20. What? In the butt.
And they need to come visit us in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, you guys always have an open invitation. We'll DM you. Don't worry about it. You know who you are.
So my sexy wife.
Who, me?
Was turning 42.
21.
So the two goals that I set out on the table was 42 spankings by women only. With me getting the first and the last one. And then amongst our group of, I think, what, 12 or so people, that on your birthday, we had to have 42 collective orgasms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those were two pretty lofty goals to set out for a 24-hour period on the cruise.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, everybody accepted that.
And there was proof of it because as soon as we went up to the pool deck, we ran into one of the originators, and he's like, ladies, party in the suite at 1 p.m. We knew shit was about to get real. So we went and had a bite to eat, and we didn't know what to expect. We grabbed our bottle of wine. We still had a couple bottles left, and we went up to our friend's suite, which was it was pretty awesome. So it had probably about, you think, about double the size of our room? Yeah. You think? The promenade room.
Yeah, it had a bed and then a pull-out bed, which could be your fuck bed, and then it had a really nice balcony.
And it was funny because our friends were like, oh, we didn't realize that pulled out. I was like, that's a fucking fuck bed right there, man. So they had the king bed, the fuck bed, then they had like a lounger chair. Then they had the deck, little balcony, and nice walk-in closet, nice bathroom.
Huge closet. Like, huge. The closet was like a separate room. Like, you could have...
It was big.
You could have done 7 minutes in the closet. 7 minutes in heaven.
I jokingly did 7 minutes in heaven with our brother. With my brother. Not my real brother. So we get there, and I think it was you and I and them, and it was just us, the four of us.
Yeah, we were there early arrivals.
I'm sorry, when you tell me 1 o'clock, I'm going to be there at 1 o'clock. I go army time, or I go earlier.
People always lose track of time on a swinger cruise.
But it was cool because we got to hang out with them.
Of course.
And chat with them because they don't do the dining room so much. So it was nice to be able to chat with them.
And we brought a bottle of wine, but they also opened up some really nice wine.
They had some sick ass wine.
Well, I think they opened the Camus for your birthday on the elevator party, which was weird drinking Camus out of pineapples.
Yeah.
And then for the room party, they had Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
Jordan Cabernet.
Yeah. Really nice.
Quality wine. And we're winos, so we very much appreciate good wine.
And that was one of the tips we forgot to add on, was to bring like a little corkscrew. So we have a little Royal Caribbean plastic corkscrew we bring on board.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not sure what they'll allow on board. Like, if it has a knife at all, it might not be allowed. But so, yeah, so we brought our corkscrew for sure because we want some good fucking wine. Yeah, and it was awesome. So we're hanging out. We're playing some music and... We're not sure. We figure it's going to be a little fuck party. But it was interesting to watch it originate from, the four of us to the group and see how the play escalated, like on the cruise. Because, we've been part of orgies, but usually it's, later on at the nighttime. But this is really interesting to watch it all evolve.
It was hot.
Yeah, it was definitely hot. So I think we got there and then, maybe... Two former couples showed up and everyone's just hanging out. We're dancing. We're talking. And then, you know, off to the side, one couple, they weren't together. They were, you know, separate, man and woman start playing. And I'm like, okay, it's hot. And you see, you know, she's getting excited and he's getting hard. And then all of a sudden you see the condom come out and like, we're all still doing our own thing. And then, you know, separately another guy and a gal start hooking up and like, it was fun to just watch it evolve.
Of course. The organic evolution of the orgy.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then you got like, you know, a guy standing there and a girl's blowing him, another girl behind him, and it was just fun.
And then you have us. Where do we fit into that orgy picture?
Where do we fit in? We played, at that point, we played with one of our friends, the originator. Yes,
the originator.
Honestly, we both had our tops off, we had our bottoms on. I didn't really want to play.
I know.
In that scenario, I was just having fun being in the environment and enjoying everything that was happening.
But we were super turned on, and so we went out to the balcony,
mm-hmm.
and we had our playtime out there.
It was honestly, there was
it was
about,
so hot in so there, hot. Though, too.
It was probably, what, like 14 people, maybe?
It was a billion degrees in that room.
It was super hot, and I get super sensitive to the heat, so I was like, honey, let's go outside. I was like, oh my God, it feels so good. So I lay down on the one of the little deck chairs, and Rach starts eating me out, and I was like, okay, this feels good.
This you can do.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Because, I mean, all our friends are awesome, but it was just a lot going on, a lot of mechanics happening that
it's fucking hot watching these.
Oh, God, yeah. It was amazing, yeah. But I don't know, it's a little warm, and I wanted to be with you, and so you ate me out, and I fucking came, and you started riding my leg, which I love. She rides my thigh, and so the closer I get to coming, the stronger my thigh muscle gets, so it turns her on, so she's waiting for me to come.
Yes, I do have a major gym fantasy that has not yet been fulfilled.
Not yet.
I know. We've been waiting many, many years.
So you got close, but then I selfishly came. Sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
So I started kissing on Rach, and we put her down on another chair, and somebody had the Hitachi. And we haven't used it.
I had never used it.
So our friend used it. The originator used it. And it was super hot because, like, her husband says, okay, don't let her come until she's been teased five times.
Five times, right? Yeah.
So she's getting close, and then he pushes it away. She's like, fuck you. That was time one. Again, again, again. He pulls it away. Fuck you. So this happens. And finally, time five, she fucking comes all over the place. So Rachel's like, all right, let me try that. I'm ready. So I put Rachel down in there and
well, and the originator is all kissing and touching on me.
So originator's on one side, I'm touching her on the other.
Yeah.
And Rachel's like coming in close. I'm like, honey, I'm gonna go get your enjoy. Thank you, Eve. So I think I might have missed an orgasm, but it was okay.
You definitely did. And it was a slow build up with Hitachi, but it was damn good.
And so at this point, we're counting. So for my birthday, you know, we're counting.
I think we were at 16 or whatever when you busted in.
Okay.
I was number 16, I think, with Hitachi.
Yeah. So we're counting the group's orgasms, and it's around, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're at 16. So I walk in, I said, all right, this is 17 to 20. Because I get the enjoy. I said, all right, watch this. So Rach, like, she's gotten into the big side of the enjoy. She's just fucking going it down.
I've graduated.
Yeah, you graduated. Graduated cylinder. So me and the originator are just like kissing on her. Just fucking playing and fucking watching.
You both are touching my neck.
We're attacking her.
You're kissing on my neck.
And I'm like, I said, originator, I said, kiss her neck, watch her come. And she does.
You need to tell this because I took part in it, but I don't know from the viewer perspective.
Well, just picture... we're on the balcony of this cruise ship, and the waves are fucking crashing.
It was amazing, the sound of the
and
ocean.
And the wind is blowing.
And sexy ladies.
And right next to you, there's like 10 people just fucking playing and fucking and orgasming. And
I heard it.
All this is happening, and Rachel has her eyes closed, so she's not sure what's going on.
I hear all the sounds and the sensations, and I'm getting touched by you and an originator.
Yeah.
And so I'm just, like, I'm awash in sexy sensations at that moment.
So Rach is just immersed. And I'm just like watching her and just loving it. So fucking high. So she starts to squirt and I'm like, holy shit, this is like a lot of fucking squirting, right? And she's, it's something new she's come into. And I'm watching, I'm like, fuck, that's hot. So that's 17, right? 17, yeah. She's out. 17, she's out. And she's like, oh, okay, okay, okay. Calms down for a second. She's like, oh, squish, 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 squish. 18, 19, 20. And I'm like,
yeah, multiples back to back, ridiculousness.
And I'm like, we might need to get an IV hooked up to that girl because she shot so much. Like, there's like puddles more than I've ever seen her fucking squirt. Like, all over the deck. And we're like, watch, we need to get one of those miso pajaro, like the miso pasado, yeah? Like, we need to get the cones up because, like, she's just like killed this deck.
It was something about you and Miss Originator and the sounds of the orgy and the sounds of the ocean and just fucking everything that I was super, super present and wow.
You know,
it was exploding, explosive.
Explosive. It was amazing. And like everyone, like we were pulling people out. They're like, hey guys, come here, check it out.
It was very apropos that we were on the balcony because I definitely left quite the wet spot on the balcony chair. And
it was like puddling on the
and
chair.
The floor. I don't know where that all came from, but it was amazing.
I think I know where it came from. The awesome experience that was happening around you and to you. And
yeah,
that was super duper hot.
But that was by far the most I've ever squirted.
Yeah.
In my life.
Yeah. Yeah, that was super.
No, it literally, you and you freaking called it. You brought in the toy and you're like, this is orgasm 17 through 20.
Totally called it.
And it was absolutely the way you said it.
And we left there at 23.
Yes.
Because we said after midnight was legal. We're good to go. So 23.
Even though we had many orgasms the day before, they could have been added to the total, but we didn't want to taint
the
total.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
What do we do after that?
Water.
Water.
Yeah, well, we
lots
hydrated.
Lots and lots of water.
We took you to the medical unit and we hooked you up. Get you some IVs. So we all decided we're going to go check out the hot tubs because it was actually a bit of a windy, overcast day, unfortunately. And again, you can't control that shit. Honestly, for me and you, it doesn't matter. Like for us, we're going to have a good fucking time either way.
We live in warm weather. I don't care.
And if you're pissed about that, well, you know what? Go fucking crawl under a rock because you can't control the fucking weather. The cruise ship can't control it. Bliss Cruise can't control that shit. If you can't have a good time, if you're not outside, then whatever. Grumpster. So we all decided we're going to go hit the hot tub. And
if you're grumpy about the weather on a swinger cruise, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Seriously, like the food. Yeah, the food wasn't great. I agree. You agree. But that's not going to fucking ruin my cruise.
Yeah.
I really couldn't give a shit. We had so much fun. Like, I had so much fun at dinner. I barely even ate.
I know.
If that's what you're going on the cruise for, you know.
We drink way more of our calories on a cruise than we eat.
Yeah. And I'm sorry if it sucked. If it wasn't great, I agree. It's gone downhill since I don't even know what year, but who fucking cares? So either way, we went to the hot tubs and we were looking for our friends and we roll up on this one. And I'm like, holy shit. It was just like, it was like a hot tub stew of hot women. I don't know, like caramelizing the women in this pot of awesomeness.
Well, you mentioned it was super windy, so the main hot tubs were kind of empty, so everybody moved to the solarium, which is a little more
covered.
So we walked upon all of the hot women that we have been flirting with all cruise in one tub.
It was the crock pot of hot women.
Yes, it was.
So it was, it was our friends from France, and it was our awesomeness friends from the, you know, the playtime and
from the girl play.
And our friends from Young Swingers Weeks were like, holy shit. Like
the ones that we hadn't played with yet.
Yeah, we had not played with them. And it was our friend from the elevator party and like just like awesomeness, just a big pot of awesomeness happening. So we're like, all right, we got to get in there. But it was super duper packed. So we made our way in the Our friends were in there who knew it was my birthday. So, all right. They'll sing happy birthday. That'll get me in there. So, you had to fucking have VIP pass.
Yep.
No, but everyone was super, super friendly. Like, you make your way in there. So, we saw...
And Captain Pickle, I think, made his way as well.
He did initially. Captain Pickle
but
did
then
initially.
But got a little crowded.
But, yeah, I got a little packed. So, the Pickle's like, listen, I'll take one for the team, and I'll wait on the sidelines. So we jump in, and eventually, you know, we make our way to some good seats, and Rach finds a jet, which, you know, is awesome. And you're not supposed to be doing anything sexual on board.
The jet wasn't the first thing I found. First thing I found was our hot friend from the play party.
Oh,
And Miss Frenchie.
Oh, and Britt. Oh, shit.
Hot play friend and Miss Frenchie. And, yeah, they got me all hot and bothered. And then the jet just happened to be there.
Well, you know, sometimes the jet's just in the right place at the right time. Yeah, there were a lot of fucking hotties.
Yes,
Britt,
I know.
Yeah, Britt was hottie. And she's like, oh, maybe I can come visit you girls. She goes, maybe I won't go back. We're like, okay. It's like, we have a spare bedroom.
Her husband is welcome to visit with her.
I know. I feel like some of the girls felt like the guys couldn't be there. And that's totally not true. The guys can always be there. It's always, you know, more comfortable. I don't want to say more comfortable, but...
I mean, it's a different energy.
Yeah, it's a different energy if the guy isn't there. But we never say the guy cannot be there. But if she wants to come visit on her own, okay. 100% okay. We're almost about ready to pay for a flight.
Hell yeah.
She was fucking hot.
Yeah, she was.
So you finally made your way over to the jet, though, in the hot tub.
Yeah, after passing the two of them, yeah. I think you brought me over a drink, and there was a beautiful jet right there, and I was chatting with some awesome guy next to me.
Yeah.
And...
He was playing DJ.
He has a hot wife. He was showing me a picture of his hot wife.
Was she not there?
She was not there.
Ah.
But he was playing DJ, and I told him, I was like, I'm perfect right where I am, and I'm probably gonna orgasm. I was like, yeah. If I squeeze your leg, just go with it. And he seemed so excited that I was so interested in touching on him.
Oh, really?
He was so sweet, super sweet, super sweet, and his wife is so hot.
Why wasn't she there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nap time, maybe? Nap time.
I said the same. So what you were riding the jet, and I was riding one too. And I told the girl in front of me, I was like, listen, if I grab your shoulder, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm about to orgasm, so I just need I need some balance.
Oh, wait, when I was with Frenchie and play party.
Okay.
We started getting a little intense, and they're like, Oh, we have to stop, security is coming.
Oh.
So that's why we stopped, and that's how I moved over to the jet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty strict about that stuff, but that's fine.
Hell yeah.
We try to be respectful. Like,
absolutely.
But we also want to try and have orgasms.
No, but I remember getting in the hot tub, and it was so freaking hot, and I couldn't, like, I was trying to remember how I ended up by the jet.
Yeah.
And the dude. Grabbing on the dude.
For balance. I got really close coming, and I was, like, looking at one of the hot girls that was from Young Swingers Week. And I was looking at her. I said, I'm thinking about you in my face. This is going to take about 1 minute.
And then what happened?
Then the jets went from, like, perfect to overdrive. I don't know. Somebody hit the button that, like, pumped it up. I was like, oh, fuck. It was like a vagina ripper, and I was like, ah. It got, like, way too hard, and I had to back off, which sucks. Hot tub ripper. Hot tub ripper. Yeah, so we hopped out after that, and we headed up to, I think we had to change after that, right?
We did. We went to shower for dinner. And have a couple more orgasms in the shower.
Yeah, there's a little secret for those of you ladies that don't know, or men, whatever. I learned this when I was cruising with my family when I was like 12, 13 years old. So they have the shower head, right? But when it's turned off, if you unscrew the shower head, it gets a really nice stream of water that you can, like, put on your pussy or your anus, whatever you like. It's really good for masturbating with. So I learned that shit because when you're sharing a room with like your brothers and sisters, you don't want to be like touching yourself. That's weird.
Yeah. It is fucking awesome.
Yeah. It gives you a really nice stream, so.
You know what? That's like the perfect way to start out the evening is shower, you know, you get the pussy all fucking clean. Yeah. Oh, and it's fucking good.
We're definitely pounding the ceiling after those, yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
So we went to change, and this is Tiff's birthday. It's our final night on the cruise, sadly. And the theme is Red Night. So throughout the course of the day, as we mentioned, Tiff was getting spankings from women. And so it was perfect because then her ass by the end of the night would match the theme. It would be all red.
It was pretty red.
It was definitely getting there. And shout out to Barbie and Brewmaster, who we interviewed. And thank you, Barbie, for carrying your purple spanking implementation to give Tiff a proper birthday spanking. You were amazing, and you were the only one that actually brought a tool other than a hand to inflict some birthday spank on her.
That was awesome that she was carrying around. Thank you so much, Barbie. That was awesome. She's like, what side do you want? I'm like, ooh, the nicer side.
The other side looked a little dangerous.
Actually, I probably would have liked it. I probably should ask for it.
Next time.
That was so sweet, though. She's like, I've been carrying this around.
It was adorable.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you, Barbie.
So we got ready for birthday, and then what happened, honey?
Oh, birthday dinner. Yeah. So I wore like a little lingerie top and a black skirt.
Red lingerie.
Yes, of course. My butt wasn't the only thing that was red. So it was our final dinner with everyone, with her friends. And we had a table of maybe 10 of us.
I think it was 10, a little 12.
More. 10 to 45 of us. And it's funny because we had one of our friends' husbands was sitting across from me, so I was like, oh, it's a dinner date. So it was super cute. So throughout the dinner, we started doing this thing. One of our friends, maybe it's originator, just like drops her fork. And I was like, oh, I'll get it. So I went underneath the table. And while I was down there, I was like, give me your underwear. So she gave me her underwear. And then the next girl gave me her underwear. And the next girl. So I'm underneath the table. And I got stuck at a couple points, but don't tell anyone. And so I pop up and I have like four pairs of underwear underneath me. Or I have four pairs of underwear.
Around your neck.
Around my neck. So I'm like, awesome. So we look around and like people are noticing. And this other lady at this other table goes, oops, I dropped my fork. So I jumped over this railing. I'm like, I got it. So she gave me her underwear and I put it on my face like a mask. So I'm like, who else dropped their fork? So all these people were dropping their forks. It was awesome.
It was amazing. It was one of the funny, like, I don't think I laughed that hard. And I mean, I laugh a lot on the cruise, but that night in particular.
I love that. I think everyone's laughing. That's like, that's the best time ever.
Just and the one, the one that you had the underwear on your face, yeah. I think she gave you her underwear as a souvenir.
She did. I washed it. I kept trying to give back to her. I was like, thank you so much. It was very sweet. She said, no, keep it. So I was like, okay. It's like, they're super cute. I was like,
they are cute.
Absolutely, we will wear these because they're adorable. So thank you, face mask underwear. We appreciate it.
It was your birthday. You were allowed to jump into...
I'm allowed to jump under the table. And get some stools.
You know, you never know what is going to happen under the table. You could get kicked. You could get...
I deserved it. I was trying to grab some of the guys' pants to take their pants off. But it's a lot to take dudes' like underwear off and shit.
All right. When you jumped under the table, what percentage of women did not have panties?
Well, it was funny because I got to like four and then I got stuck a little bit. So I was like, oops, because like the tables were very weird. So I was going to keep going. So I could have probably gotten like one or two more, but.
What percentage of women
I don't know. I didn't touch them. I was going to like touch them inappropriately, but I got like three pairs and that's as far as I got because I got stuck. These damn childbearing hips. I want to keep going, but it got really awkward.
Oh my god, the conversation at the table was insane. I don't even know.
In
fucking sane. We were losing our shit.
See, that's what I love to see. When I see, like, the originator and man crying, like, that's my favorite.
We were losing our shit.
I love seeing you guys just, like, I love that. I live for that. It's hard to, like, gauge, like, when people are going to be, like, cracking up at stuff or just be like, oh, that's inappropriate. But I feel like on the cruise, like, I can get away with a lot of my dumb shit. I'm like, ah, it's okay. It's funny. It's stiff. It's good.
It was awesome.
Awesome. That's what I love to hear. Like, that makes my, that's like my birthday present when everyone's laughing very hard. I like that. That makes me very happy. You know what else would make me happy?
Mr. Panda?
Oh, of course, Mr. Panda. Duh. I love the panda.
I think you got some spanks from the panda.
The panda definitely
spanked me. I think the panda asked you to spank him, and you said, well, it's your birthday. He needs to spank you.
He did spank me, and then I spanked him. He's a super sub, so. Oh, have we talked about the panda?
We have not.
Tell him about the panda.
So, this was a new experience for us to see this fetish kind of in real life. It was somebody that takes on a persona of a panda, and he's a sub. He has a mistress, and she tells him what he can and cannot do. And he was in this furry head.
He had sort of like a bra, like almost like a Madonna Vogue, not Vogue, but a Madonna bra, like,
yeah.
1990s Madonna black bra and, like, panties. And she wrote, I don't know if she wrote on him or if other people wrote on him, but it was, like, you know, shit pig and, like, you know, like, all kinds of, like, really degrading things on his body. The first day we saw him,
mm-hmm.
and he had this on, and he was eating lunch at the Windjammer on the floor. He had to eat on the floor.
And the mistress was sitting on the table, and he was eating on the floor. But it's weird because I never actually saw him eat a bite of food. He's sitting there with a plate on the floor, yeah. and he has the big panda head.
He was very careful, I think, about eating. So nobody saw his face, I think. We might have hang out with him. We don't know.
I don't know.
Nobody knows the panda.
We gave her our card, and we really wanted to chat with her more about kind of the whole dynamic. But we ran out of time.
I would love, love, love to chat with them. And panda.
It was so interesting.
Like, ask anybody, they're like, panda. Like, it's not our dynamic. It never will be, probably. But no judgment. I think it was fucking awesome.
It was awesome. You know what? People being themselves and not caring about any judgment. And I spanked the panda. I spanked the panda fucking hard.
That sounds so dirty. I'll spank the panda.
Well, I spanked him once, and he's like, honey, he's like, you can do better. And aww. I was like, oh, I know I can.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
Aww.
And then I spanked him really hard to the point that, like, it hurt my hand.
Well, his ass was really red. And, oh, little did I know, that when the panda was spanking me with his little crop, that somebody, our Frenchies were filming it, so.
I know.
I have video of the panda spanking me, which I'm super duper proud of. Love it. Panda, we love you. That's so fucking badass.
Yes, Panda. Rock on.
Fuck yeah, Panda. That's so awesome. Oh, we're so proud of the panda. So after, back to the dinner. So after we dropped the fork 1,000 times. Oops.
Such a funny dinner.
So we went to the promenade for a bit. We had a little fun dancing on the promenade.
And that, because it was a final night, that's like the one night we don't change. That's the one night we don't change into a second outfit.
That's it. Yeah, it's an easy one to stay in costume full. But yeah, we party a bit on the promenade, and then our little play gal from the second night. She's like, all right, meet us here at 10. And we're like, oh, it was another all girls, but it wasn't. It was just an open playroom. It was different. It wasn't something we'd been to yet. So, like, you walk in and straight ahead is just a dance floor and party. Great. And then to the right, there's a bunch of playrooms with the curtains and stuff. I don't think we went to the left. Maybe there was more playrooms. But we walk in and we see her immediately. And she's like, oh, hell yeah. So we're like, yeah, let's go fuck. So we grab her and we start looking for a playroom. We're just fucking so horny for her. I, like, bend her over the rail at the fucking.
That was hot.
Yeah. Oh, God, that turned me on so much. So I was like, oh, I just want to fuck you right here. So, like, I fucking bend her over the fucking little railing, fingering her and, like, fucking her and, like, grinding on her a little bit. I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, it's fine to fucking play room. You know, we play a little bit there, and then we start looking, and we're like, fuck, there's nothing. So the three of us were like, fuck it. So we just fucking lay down right next to the fucking railing, and we're like, let's just fuck right here.
I was looking for a playroom while you had her bent over, and then she pinned me down on the floor.
Yeah, I know. Oof. Sorry, she's hard to resist.
yeah. She's fucking hot.
And then we're like, we see the people that are monitoring the playroom. Like, is this okay? And they said, yeah. I said, just put a towel underneath. I'm like, okay. So I'm like layering towels down.
All I know is there was a dance floor to my left, and we're on the floor, and then all of a sudden, I have a pussy in my face.
Yeah.
And, like, 69, and it was weird because there was, like, dance music happening.
It was different. I'm not used to, like, a playroom that has, like, a dance floor going on. Like, that was a first for us. Conjoined, like, kind of, like, right there. I wasn't opposed. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, if, you know, you dance, you're like, oh, you're hot. Let's go fuck. Okay. But there wasn't, I mean, maybe the timing was wrong that we were there, but there wasn't just anywhere to play.
Yeah, the whole energy of it, like, in the music and that play space was different.
And so we were fucking for a bit, and then she's like, oh, let me go check on my husband. And so we're like, hey, let's just come to our room.
Yeah.
Because we definitely have a bed there. And then she started, you know, chatting with her husband, and, you know, they had their thing going on. We're like, no problem. We're just going to, you know, we're just going to go hang out at the promenade or something.
It's a good decision.
Oh, that's why we need a fucking reality show. What the fuck happened last night? Because we, you know, we're like, hey, do you want to come to our room? Then she got tangled up with stuff. I'm like, okay, no problem. So we go to the promenade because, like, I'm a fucking pizza monster.
She needs her pizza after a night out, for sure. And it's her birthday, so.
Right. You can't say
she
no.
She can have as many pieces as she wants.
Yes. So we go to the promenade, and I'm sure we ran into a couple friends, whatever. There's this guy who has, like, a long-sleeve shirt and a vest on. I was like, oh, give me your vest. I was like, let's trade shirts. So I take my lingerie off, and I put his vest on.
Yes, you did.
I just think it's fun. I just like putting guys' stuff on, like, you know, their shirts or their jackets. Like, I like wearing it. So I put that on, like, we're fucking dancing around, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, this fucking hottie that we met at Hedo. I don't know, did she come up to us, or what happened?
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck happened.
She's like, hey, can you play? I'm like, oh, we can play. I think it's like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., we're like, oh, yeah, we can play. So I give him his fucking vest back. I'm like, out of my way, motherfuckers.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday, and this is your birthday gift.
Oh, I unwrapped my birthday gift.
Damn, she was so much fun.
Oof. So I was like, yes, because we didn't play at Hedo. We were super duper happy. And we went back to our cabin, and we ran into Mr. Organizer. He was so funny. He's like, he says to her, he goes, you are very cute. He wasn't the soberest of gentlemen, but he was very upfront. She just laughed. She's like, okay, thank you. It was awesome. So we get back, and you two motherfuckers are like, oh, it's Tip's birthday. So they fucking, Rachel holds me down, starts, like, kissing on me and grinding on me, and I'm, like, fighting. I'm fucking fighting those motherfuckers.
You were mad.
Oh, I was so angry, Tiff. But I was happy to unwrap my birthday gift.
And it was so fucking hot watching you guys go at it.
Well, we started out with, I think she was licking down on me.
I was kissing your neck.
Yeah, it took me like a minute to break through because I'm very, very strong.
Then you just decided to give in to what you were feeling for a moment.
I was so glad she fucking rounded us up.
So what did she do to you, honey?
Well, after she kissed me, we did Bible study. We worked on my GED. Where were you?
I held you down and I watched her kind of lick on you and tease you and have her way with you a little bit. Some of the kissing. She was also kind of amazing. Like, she didn't want to leave either of us out. So she's, like, poised over you, and then she's kissing on me and touching on me, too. And damn, she was a fucking good kisser.
Mm-hmm. Yup. She was a great kisser. And that's so, we've talked about it before. It's
so important.
You know, everyone likes kissing in a particular way. I think for most women, soft, sensual is expected. Some women like, you know, that hard, you know, biting and rough tongue and all that. I don't know. For us, it was a good kissing.
It was perfect. It was perfect. I think go-to is always soft and sensual.
Yeah.
And
until you ask, I think, until you start, like, getting to know the person, I think initially you can't go wrong with that. It's a good place to start. And she was awesome.
Again, though, she was somebody that was very upfront with kind of, here's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very direct with how how she wants us to touch her. Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Like,
yeah, I love women that can verbalize what they want. It's amazing. Yeah.
I get that you're shy sometimes, but I think you should be open enough to be say, okay, that feels good, that doesn't. Because, like, it's only going to make your experience better. It's going to make our experience better because we're going to be excited to please you. Yeah. She was fucking hot. So I think at one point she was going down on you, and she mentioned something about floggers, and I'm like, yep. I was like, got it.
She licked some damn good pussy, too.
Not her first time with the rodeo.
Not at all. shout out to Hada. Hada here.
She knows. So I was like, oh, you like the floggers. I got this. Because I love flogging women. Love, love. So, you know, I was doing it lightly at first, making sure it was good, checking in. And, like, she liked it. She liked it pretty hard. It was nice.
Yeah, she insisted harder.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
And I kept checking. I was like, oh, I feel like I'm hitting her hard. Let me make sure. I said, is it good? She said, okay. I said, all right, let's do it.
That's one thing I love. I feel like on the cruise, there's so many check-ins. And I feel like at the club sometimes, we don't get that in anywhere nearly in the same way.
I feel like this cruise has been more check-ins than ever. I love that.
Yeah.
Because we know with organizer... where we check in, but I think she's the only regular one we play with. So this one has been like...
Yeah, we checked in with 3 different women in various play sessions.
Mm-hmm. At least. It's funny, sometimes we get in the routine of playing with our same friends, like, you know, Frenchies, organizers. It's funny, this cruise, we said, okay, we must play with one person outside of our group. And if we only play with our group, then it's heaven, right?
Absolutely.
It's absolutely heaven.
But our goal...
Like, it was like, our goal is like, we have to expand our plays a little bit. And this one just got expounded by like more than we expected. And it was awesome.
Well, you get in this whole comfort thing where you have amazing play friends. Mm-hmm. And
that's awesome.
You have so much fun. And it's weird. Like, it's a divergence to leave the group to be like, oh, we have a fuck date at 4. Or we have whatever. Right. It's just, it changes the dynamic.
Sure.
And so I guess we've been kind of gliding by on our friends sometimes in previous cruises and not necessarily branching out for new friends.
Yeah, that's true. But like with our last playmate we're talking about, we'll call it the cheetah. Yeah. So the cheetah was great because, I mean, for many, many reasons. Beautiful, awesome body, great ass, flogging. Eats pussy like a champ. But also, she has like a pussy of steel.
Oh my goodness. So we were playing, and the android was involved, and then she stood up, and she had the android in her pussy, and the android, that thing is what, 2 pounds?
Yeah.
It's that thing has some weight to it.
Yeah.
Some girth and some weight. This woman was like, she was doing like a dance on the bed with this like heavy... dildo in her pussy, like, yeah.
Salsa dance. Trap. Salsa dance.
Steel trap.
Yeah, it was impressive. She was, like, shaking it out, but shit wasn't falling out. That's awesome. That's goals, because, like, if you can Kegel that shit in there.
I have not tried that, but I'm going to try.
That's one thing, though, with this cruise. I've been getting better about wearing the Fieldo around. Like, with her, I was like, oof. I was like, I want to fuck you from behind with the Fieldo. So I was like, oh, well, she was eating you out. It was so fucking hot. Like, fucking her from behind.
And I'm watching you, and I'm watching your eyes, too.
Oh, my.
So hot.
God, it was so hot. But her pussy will just, like, swallow it out. She'll seal the Fieldo for me. No, it
pussy
was awesome.
Pussy a seal.
That was awesome. Yeah, it was super hot, though. It was, like, fucking her from behind and, like, feeling her pussy. Oh. But that's a new position, because we haven't done that, so that was kind of...
You got me turned on.
Oops. So that was a very new position for me, like, because we haven't done that. I liked it.
Yeah, we fucked from behind, but not with the Android. We've done it with just regular strap-ons.
Yeah. She was a lot of fun. Cheetah was fun. So we're like, all right, let's fuck till the sun comes up. Because it was already, like... 5:30 or something.
Oh, she came to our room, what, 2 or 3? I don't know. Fast forward 3 hours, maybe?
Yeah.
We get a phone call from somebody. We answer, and it's her husband.
I don't know how he found her, because I don't think we gave him our room number, but so we just handed the phone over to her, to the cheetah. So we're like, oh, you have to go home, because we wanted to fuck her till the sun came up.
Birthday girls. She was a good birthday gift. It wasn't a birthday gift just for Tiff. It was for me,
oh,
too.
Oh, no. Your birthday as well. But no worries. So he requested her return. So as proper ladies, we walked her back to her room.
But we hand-delivered her.
She was fast as fucking shit. We're, like, running down the hallways as jokes. That's what we call her, the cheetah. She's a fast motherfucker, man. We could not keep up with her. It was crazy.
I just wanted to go in and cuddle, though, with her and the hubby.
Oh, I'd love to cuddle.
Yeah. I know. I just kind of wanted to jump in the bed. Their room was amazing, too.
The room was sick. It was right on the stern.
But it was the last night, and we had to be up.
He obviously wanted her back for some reason, so.
Well, had it not been the last night, and had we had more time, maybe we could have spent more time.
Yeah, agreed. But, you know, it's hard to get an overnight girl when the guys are around. And we totally get it. Like, obviously, they want, you know, their wives or partner to return, but...
We could have been there with her.
Well, we could have shared the room, the bed, total. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking just a cuddle fest.
We're totally... We don't care if the dude's there.
And he's adorable.
Oh, he's so cute.
I don't mind cuddling with him.
He's so cute. He's like a panda. All right.
Super cute.
We ramble on. Oh, goodness. Wrap up. Epic.
This was our sixth swinger cruise, and in my mind, it was probably number one. And I think it's just getting to know people, and there were so many firsts for us. The ladies' playroom, the orgy, like watching the orgy happen, the fist thing. There's so many new things for us on this cruise.
The life insurance policy took out on me, so you could kill me with the essential oils.
Zip it, ladies. You're not supposed to say that on the air.
I'm still alive. I'm still standing after essential oils.
Essential oils was the down part of the cruise.
I'm still here. Yeah, it was a truly epic cruise. Seriously, thank you, Bliss, and everybody for doing that. TSC, Marley, Mongo, our number one fans. I think next cruise, what should we push for? I know we talked about doing, like, we'd love to see a drag show for the guys. Like, there's enough bi, or you don't have to be bi to do drag, but, like, enough guys that are interested in drag shows. So we'd love to people to push for doing a drag show next year. Because we love that, honestly.
Absolutely.
We will rally, like, a ton of people for that. We'll be emailing everyone we can to try and get a drag show.
One of the awesome and exciting things that kind of set this cruise a little bit above, at least for me, was the number of listeners that came up to us at various points throughout the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was so overwhelming and so cool.
It was a little shocking. I mean, because we're really bad about self-promoting. We just kind of do this and, you know, kind of selfishly for us, but hoping that it might help other people. And we were really, really inspired and happy to hear from just, you know, a great amount of listeners. And I think the first one was a couple from Scotland, formal night, and they looked so amazing. He's wearing his kilt, and they were at dinner, and they spotted me and stopped me and said, oh, thank you so much for the Cruising for Newbies episode we did, because it really helped. And that really encourages us and makes us smile, because really, you know, we like to help people. And that's, you know, if we can do that in some small way, that really makes us smile.
Yeah, also, the Cruising for Newbies, I know... the couple that we interviewed on episode 33, mm-hmm. Barbie Girl and Brewmaster, mm-hmm. They also had listened to mm-hmm. our Cruising for Newbies, and they said that we mentioned things that were not on any of the travel websites and things to truly look at, because they said it's a little overwhelming when you enter a cruise.
It really is, and I think back to our first cruise, and
yeah,
we did it really well. But, you know, you learn every time. And, you know, after we record this, we'll probably think about things once we edit and be like, okay, we'll probably throw in a few extra, you know, tips that we didn't think of before, because there's always something you don't remember. And hopefully that, you know, helps you a little bit more. It was cute. We ran into also another couple that was sitting with some friends of ours from Fort Lauderdale. And they're really cute. They're like, oh, we're listeners 15 and 16, which I thought was super cute. And they had listened as well. And it was our first cruise. And it just, it really makes us smile. And we bumped into this one gal, we'll call her Jay, on the elevator. And she's supposed to get off at like deck 9 or whatever. She's like, oh, I'll keep riding out with you girls. I'm like, sweet.
We ended up talking with her for what, 20 minutes
yeah.
or so?
Yeah, she was really cool from Canada. And this other guy walks by and he's like, he saw us talking with her. He's like, oh, I like the podcast. And we're like, thank you so much for listening. And she's like, are you girls famous? And we started laughing. We're like, no. Not at all. But it was really cute. It was like good time. It like made us look like we're big pimping.
But it was this cruise, I think there was somebody that came up to us just about every day, whether
at least. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at dinner and then also even in club room, the Studio B.
Yeah.
We ran into two listeners there.
No, it was definitely every day. We probably hit like a couple dozen, which is awesome. You know, you never think anyone's listening, and hopefully we're not saying stupid shit. Because, you know, this community is all about looking out for each other and having a good time and just, you know, really exploring all the different aspects you can. And it's really, really great. We love hearing from listeners. It really makes our day, whether it's email or especially in person. So we can give you a hug. So thank you to everyone who we met or saw again who listens. We really, really appreciate it.
These cruises are freaking amazing. And we are already booked for 2019. We're booking very soon for November 2020.
Yeah.
And we would love you all to join us.
Sure.
We do have links for booking both of these cruises and also April.
Mm-hmm.
April 2020. I think the 2019 is waitlist right now. But our links can be found at sapphicswingers.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you book through us, then we will definitely know your name and, and your cabin number.
You cannot escape us. We know where to find you. We will hunt you down.
And we would love to do dinner or take you guys to a specialty restaurant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we got a message from Beyond Our Bedroom. They might be joining the cruise in April of 2020. So.
Woo-hoo.
We're like, well, if you guys are going, maybe we can go in April too. So it doesn't take much to convince us.
The hard part is when you disembark from these cruises and you sit there and you think and talk about the cruise for weeks and months. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, there's another cruise in April. Maybe we should jump on it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy when it's right around the corner. But if you don't join us, we really appreciate you listen nonetheless. And we really care about y'all. So please feel free to reach out to us, sapphicswingers@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter under the same name. We thank you so much for listening, and we hope you check us out again. Yeah.